What's wrong with us? Why can't we keep on top of our housework?
Well, I wouldn't really say there's something wrong with us. I think there's something wrong with our environment.
Okay.
We have just too much going on. We have too many things. We have too many options. We have just too many things to do. There's way too much pressure on us. And that sometimes leaves us feeling a bit deflated and frustrated. And then we just, you know, it's harder for us to keep on top of things because there is already so much to keep on top of.
But isn't that the opposite at the moment? I mean, given that we are, I mean, there are so many restrictions on us at the moment, we're spending more and more time at home. Are we procrastinating perhaps?
Yeah, and we can definitely feel that way. And and you know, as humans, we tend to procrastinate for sure. But what's going on if your normal routine gets broken up, and COVID is definitely doing that, and we're spending more time at home and things are being stripped away from us? That's a big disruption. And then we have to find a new routine. So sometimes that's pretty hard to deal with. And then we think, oh, we're going to have so much time and we're going to be really efficient. In the meantime, in our head, we're already putting so much more pressure on ourselves. Like, oh, we'll get to time to, you know, to do the, you know, the clean up the shed or do some painting that we haven't done for a while. And then we put even more pressure on ourselves rather than actually checking in on ourselves and be like, you know, this is a big disruption.
So Eve, what's the answer? How do we take that pressure off ourselves?
Well, there's a few things you can do, but the biggest thing I absolutely believe in is that we just take more time for ourselves. We are so focused on the outside world. We wake up every morning and we go out into the world and we expect the world to give us what we need. But we need to spend some time with ourselves and just asking, and maybe even just a simple thing as asking in the morning, what do I need today? What is important to me today? And then go out in the world with that intention or with that goal that you've set for yourself. Because the world can give you a lot of stuff, but it may not be what you need.
Okay. Talk us through that. Give us some examples.
Well, so I always use the analogy of going into the supermarket. So if you, like supermarkets these days are completely stocked with so many options. Like literally choice is overwhelming. Mm. And like on average, they carry about 42,000 different products these days. Not that you need all that choice, and that really overwhelms us. But if you go into the supermarket and you haven't figured out what you want to eat, every single product there is a choice, is something that you could take home. But if you are prepared and you know that you want to eat pasta and you have checked your inventory at home and you know what you still have, then you know that you maybe need to grab some mincemeat and some pasta sauce, and maybe you get distracted around ice creams and chocolates. But if that adds value, that's great. But then you are a lot more diligent. You're a lot more clear on what it is that you need. So those things, if you do that, for instance, in the morning, like we always ask other people, how are you doing? You know, and we're always happy to help other people. But we need to have that diligence toward ourselves. So the simple act of, hey, how do I feel today? Do I need to finish that big project today? Is that the most important thing to me today? Do I want to spend quality time with my family tonight? Is that the most important thing to me today? Then whatever you're doing that day, you have that intention in that that's the direction you want to go to. And then we are much more likely to get exactly what we want.
Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Eve, really good to speak to you this morning.
My pleasure.
That's Eve Bromland. She's a simplicity expert and the author of Unclogging, The Antidote to Overwhelm. Look, she raises some interesting points there. Are we putting too much pressure on ourselves? Are you putting too much pressure on yourself?